Troy Davis, Movement Lessons. The state judicial murder of Troy Davis of Georgia showed both the limits and the successes of the anti-death penalty movement. It seems silly to speak of successes when a man is poisoned to death by judicial decree, but though they were partial, they were successes nonetheless. To attain the support of people like former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, Pope Benedict XVI, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and former FBI Director William Sessions was no small feat. It showed the reach of the movement to procure such support. The movement was also fueled by such revelations as shown by the recantations of people like Antoine Williams, who was one of the state's witnesses. Williams later stated, quote, "After the officers talked to me, they gave me a statement and told me to sign it. I signed it. I did not read it because I cannot read. I felt pressured to point at him," unquote. Was there police coercion in Davis's case? The DA certainly thought so, and was quoted as saying, "Oh, well, they were probably coerced by the defense, too, so that balances it out, and we should still kill him." Think about that. What power of coercion does the defense possess? Handcuffs? Threats? Jail cells? Criminal charges? Death sentences? That any prosecutor can say something so dopey is, well, nuts. The Troy Davis movement amassed almost 1 million signatures on petitions. Remarkable. But signatures on paper or online aren't people in the streets. If 1 million people were on the march, maybe he would be alive. Maybe. The limits of the law, blockades imposed in part, ironically, by a former constitutional professor who came to be seen as the first black president, I speak here of Bill Clinton, also denied Troy Davis true redress. Troy Davis's family and supporters brought much to the anti-death penalty movement. I hope they're not too disheartened to continue the struggle. Such struggle will ensure that Troy Davis will not be forgotten. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.